Bill Garrett, Dallas Stars tough guy, Ticket Hockey Man. Tuesdays at 1:50 on Bad Radio. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to The Hardline here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It is now time for us to stop down for a little bit of... This is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Tonight at Nookie Alive, Huba Steak.
Right.
Also, great seats for all Mavs and Stars playoff games. Now, how many more playoff games will the Stars have? That will be determined tomorrow. But the Mavericks have a whole slew of them. And Texas Tickets
have a minimum of two.
Texas Tickets has wonderful seats for all of those games. They are at 214-696-8001. Remember, if it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality. Looking forward to a big time in New York tonight. Here is Cobra.
Thank you, Michael. Welcome to New York City, America, the city that never sleeps, ever. There's going to be a movie developed that's going to be shown on television about the life of Kurt Cobain. It's going to be based on the book Heavier Than Heaven, and the WB says they want it ready by next season. And I don't know why the WB is the only one interested in this. It seems like some of the larger networks would be interested in this as well.
Seems to me like they'd make a big release movie, a big screen.
I know. Maybe they will.
It's a fascinating story.
Well, you know what? Did they ever make a movie about Jimi Hendrix?
There's been several made about him.
Big screen?
There has.
Jimmy? Yeah, big screen, though.
I think there was one. I think Showtime made one.
Yeah, I mean, that's not big screen is what I'm saying. They just don't do that very often. I mean, you know, it took 20 years to make the Doors movie. Janis Joplin's never had a film made about her, although The Rose was loosely based on her life.
I remember some Hendrix films in the works, but they never got finished or never got done.
Well, I know that at one point, what's-his-face from The Matrix and...
Keanu?
Kino?
No, the black guy...
Samuel Lawrence Jackson. Fishburne?
Yes, Lawrence Fishburne, a long time ago, was supposed to play Hendrix.
I think he did in that one that was on Showtime.
Now, I thought sure they'd get James Earl Jones for that.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Or Johnny Barnes. Or Johnny
Showtime.
The WB says that right now...
Well, they're not going to be able to do it justice on TV.
Well, the deal is... It has to be so dead on. Why wouldn't there be a movie made about the Beatles for the big screen? Because you don't believe what those people look like.
I thought Backbeat was pretty good.
Or Elvis. There's been TV movies made, but never a big movie made. Because people don't buy it when they see these people up there. I mean,
they made one about Elvis, and Kurt Russell played him.
On the big screen?
No, that was TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
Made for television.
There was one where... Maybe it was David Keith that played him. Remember that one? Where he played Elvis in some movie?
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Johnny.
Oliver Stone got lucky with Val Kilmer because he not only looked like him, he could sing like him. I mean, Val Kilmer sang that whole movie. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool.
One of the most dead-on performances ever.
Ever. They say that they're auditioning several young actors to play Cobain and several veteran actors like Alec Guinness and Michael Caine.
That's weird.
No, they're not.
Obi-Wan Kenobi and...
they're not.
I support you in that. Keep it going.
That's attempted humor all the way from the East Coast.
What?
They are not
you can't
Alec
see Michael Caine
to play Kurt Cobain.
You're listening to E! News live from New York.
Brian Wilson's first album in 6 years will be released June the 22nd. It's called Gettin' In Over My Head.
I'm so scared, baby.
He will have notable guests. He can book guests like Eric Clapton, Elton John, and Paul McCartney. They will all be playing on Brian Wilson's record. And there will be a duet with Carl.
Carl's dead.
Right. Mm-hmm. I guess not that Carl. And not Carl Spackler either.
Didn't you see him, Ronge, when he came here?
Yeah, I saw Carl. I've seen Carl.
No, didn't you go see Brian Wilson?
He's never come here, has he?
Yeah, he did.
Remember, yeah, Scott Strong came and reviewed it.
Okay, it was Scott that was telling us that he had the big, giant...
Oh, yeah, that's right, he did.
Teleprompter, the huge one.
Yeah, and I was not there.
The smile... Yeah, I guess Carl sang a song like 5 or 6 yeah. years ago before he died. Mm-hmm. And now Brian is singing a duet with him.
Yeah.
The Smile Tour will come through the United States in the fall. You gonna go, Mike?
If I can...
That'll be fun.
I'd love to see it.
We'll be fun, John.
Why?
That'll be fun.
Johnny Showtime Barnes suddenly appearing all over our program.
Well, he's our West Coast correspondent. You're on the East Coast. He's on the West Coast.
Oh. We hate each other.
You guys don't get along very well. Somebody could die out of this.
NBC won the ratings war last night, which is a shocker.
Here's
because.
My ass.
Well, see? Johnny, I'm not finished
tensions
yet.
Are rising already.
It's a shocker that NBC won, because normally on Thursday night, CBS wins hands down because of CSI.
Worst show ever.
No, it's not.
Don't get
CSI,
sucked in, Kevin.
I'm not, I've never seen it.
In.
They spoon-feed you that crap. You're smarter than that.
CSI?
Spoon-feed you that crap.
Danny, I think CSI is pretty well done. I've only seen the CSI Miami.
Listen to Danny. He knows not only a musical elitist, but a TV programming elitist,
they just
too.
Spend so much time resetting and over-explaining everything. And
That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Real crime scene investigators don't talk to each other like that.
How do you know?
Is that a dead body?
It seems to me that person died of so-and-so. Let me define that for you now, to let the audience in.
No, you know, go figure it out for yourself.
Have you seen it?
Yes,
you don't think
I've seen
they talk
it several
like
times.
That.
It's terrible.
Boy, Danny is just really on one today.
I just hate that show. It sucks.
It's a good show.
America disagrees with you, Danny.
America does disagree with you, Danny.
But America...
But America also disagrees with all of you about American Idol.
Well, you know what? You're right. And America disagreed with me about Milli Vanilli. They ate it up. But last night, CSI was beaten by The Apprentice and beaten handily. It's the first time CSI's gotten beat in, like, 17 years. 28 million people watched The Apprentice. 3 million more than watched CSI. They watched...
Well, I don't know if I would say that's terribly handy.
Handy?
Or handsy.
Handsy?
What?
Handily? Yeah, he said they were beaten handily. CSI still had 25 million people watching it. That ain't bad.
No, but, you know, when you're talking... I mean, that's... Well, you're right. Screw me. Donald Trump gave the apprentice job to a guy named Bill. Now, he gave the guy the choice to manage a golf course in Malibu or oversee a 90-story building project in Chicago. The guy chose Chicago. Over running a new golf course
in... He wants to do something with his life.
In Malibu. Are you kidding?
He's from Chicago, though.
So?
Is he? But what has more possibilities? Doing the project in Chicago has a lot more possibilities. The other one makes you seem kind of lazy. You just want to go manage a golf course in Hawaii. Thank you, Johnny.
Screw possibilities.
Yeah, give me Malibu. Give me the beach.
Right.
Anybody can run a golf course.
Can they?
Yes. All they have to know is that golf takes priority.
Yes.
And once again.
Courtney Love says she has been swindled out of $40 million.
With the show.
Oh, God. Please fade it down.
He grabbed his glove.
Quickly,
serious.
Courtney Love
says what?
She's been swindled
that
out
crazy
of
trollop.
$40 million of her fortune. She says some financial institution that's been overseeing her money for the last 15 years basically has gutted her of $40 million. She noted that someone, not her, paid her dog walker over $100,000 a year.
Very stupid. Very stupid.
Thank you, Johnny. Someone also bought a brand new BMW and put it on her credit card, which she didn't know about till now.
Can you put a credit card?
You bet.
Davey did. Davey bought a Jeep on a credit card when he was in debt by like $20,000, then paid his taxes on his credit card.
I love that.
What?
Yes.
You knew this, Greg.
No, I did not know that he paid his taxes with a credit card?
Yes, he did.
At about 20% interest?
Yes, he did.
Oh, Lord.
Things weren't going well for him in the late 90s until he met Zampier. Yeah, Davey was really struggling. I think the only reason he's out of debt now is because his wife got him out of debt.
He is totally out of debt.
I think he's close. I mean, you know, he bought that car, that stupid 1956 Land Rover, like the first one that was ever made, that had six diesel engines in it and ruined the environment every time you turned it on.
That's right.
With Johnny's
with
been
the
in
wood
it.
Veneer paneling.
Yeah. He bought that, tried to turn a profit on it, ended up losing like $4,000 on it, and then he basically got her Mercedes when she bought a new car. So he got out of that deal scot-free. Hey, he did the right thing, man. He was not doing himself any good living by himself and trying to make ends meet on his own. The guy's a walking disaster.
Sitting around all day on your ass while your wife brings home the cash. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Wow. Is that what he's doing?
I just didn't know that the government took a credit card to pay your taxes.
Of course they
get
paid. The credit card company pays them.
I just can't believe that they do that. That's kind of strange.
I think Davey's genius for doing that. It's so full throttle.
Oh, it is, man.
That is so drunken wheels off, Davey.
The new show, Joey, starring Matt LeBlanc and Drea De Mateo from The Sopranos, has just been given the primo time slot of Friends, 7 o'clock Thursday. You know what? Insta success.
There have been other shows they've given that have failed, though.
Well, that Friends has been on for 12 years.
I know, but there have been other ones that...
Didn't Cheers used to have that?
It was there at one time, but...
So basically,
there have been several that they put on that must-see Thursday that have failed.
But I don't think the actual 7 o'clock show has ever failed. Is it 7 or 8? I don't really know.
Wouldn't they be smarter to put something a little more established in front of it to have something of a lead-in? Because isn't it going to have to be the lead dog now if they put it at 7 o'clock?
Every woman who sits there and stuffs her face with bonbons, cigarettes, and ice cream and watches Friends will sit down and watch
Maybe
that show.
Maybe drinks a little red wine.
Right.
Some coffee.
Coffee.
We'll sit down and watch Joey.
Coffee?
There's no question. And everybody who watches American Idol will sit there and watch that. Right, Mike?
Kiss my ass. Stop it.
Not me, man.
You know, you really embarrassed the show. You really did.
Why?
Mike Reiner.
You turned on us by going and watching American Idol.
I got one worse than that.
Oh, he watches The Apprentice, don't you?
No.
Oh.
What else do you watch?
That's for another time. What else?
Smoking Joe Millionaire?
No.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you got something worse? What's worse than that?
There's nothing worse than American Idol.
Yeah, there is, too.
Is it a reality show?
It had to be like The View.
Cold pizza? Come on, Dream Job?
Well, we already know he watches Dream Job.
Come on, douchey. What is it?
No, I gave up on that.
Don't douchey me.
The View.
No, it's not The View.
It is,
although
too.
you did say you had a thing for, was it Joy Behar?
I've started watching that. I've gotten sucked into it.
God, you just sit around in your miniskirt all day?
Just empty pizza boxes all over the living room?
God, man.
Half gallons of eaten ice cream.
He does not watch The View.
I do, too.
Well, that's not the one. That's one I threw out there, and you're latching onto it.
No, I'm not. I do.
You don't want to tell us what your other one is.
I do. You know who was on it today?
Who?
Uma Thurman.
Great.
She was on it today, and they were doing wedding invitations today. Somebody will email Danny and tell you that I'm right.
Well, that may be the one you're watching, but that's not the one.
You watch that every day?
Just about...
good God. What has happened to you?
I hate you now.
It's funny.
You're being shticked, all of you. Don't fall for it, big cats.
All right, we got to go.
Why?
Yeah, why?
What do we have to do today?
Yeah, what do we do?
What are we going to do? Have Rick Derringer on here?
What are we going to do? Break early where we can have a guest on?
No, we got to do the contest next. Got to go.
That's why.
What contest?
We're not staying on time anymore until Cat starts getting us some guests.
It's always showtime on the ticket.
All right, contest next.